Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
Happy Mother's Day, and thank you for being here with us. Mother's Day is so special. For me, I have my own mother, of course, but then I had two women that raised me when my mother passed, and I considered them my mother. And I had great grandmothers. I didn't know my great grandmothers, but I feel every time Mother's Day comes along, I think of my mother, Dolores Mellon, who was quite a woman. She looked like Elizabeth Taylor, except she had brown eyes, and. And she had such huge dreams. But for a woman growing up in the, I guess she grew up in the 30s and 40s, you know, she didn't have what you all have, the opportunities to do and be whoever you want to be. And I like to think we are getting closer to living in a world where women and men are seen as the exact same thing. One spiritual being with different body parts. You know, that's how we should be looking at this. But my mother didn't grow up in that time. But she was smart and funny and talented. She couldn't sing worth a lick. She had no tune. When she there was only one song she knew how to sing, and she still couldn't sing that. And it was this. I thought I'd do this today in honor of her. So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. That's all she sang. She used to sing it to my father all the time. Yeah. But I do miss her. I mean, I lost my mother when I was 19. That age, it's interesting. I lost my mother when I was 19, and I lost my daughter when she was 19. And I there's something about that that's just, I always think that Nora just went to my mother, because my daughter had the same face as my mother. If you ever saw a picture of my mother and Nora next to each other at the same age, it was the same face. It was amazing. So they're here today, hovering around, getting me to bring them up. So we're going to do things a little bit differently today. I do want to bring up, though, our mission statement. So please repeat after me. Love only, forgive everything, and remember who you are. Because these are really important in this year of celebration. I want to celebrate these things. If we can walk the planet loving only loving, that would be so amazing. And if we could forgive everything, we would be so... You want to lose weight? Drop your grievances. Get rid of every person that you are holding in contempt. Anybody holding anybody in contempt, raise your hand. Really? Who are you holding in contempt?
Really?
Oh. He doesn't mean me. I know. Okay, so drop it. That was a lot of... How many hands came up? Put your hand. Wow. Are you just reading these things on Sundays? No, we got to let go. We got to be willing to say, I hold grievances against no one, no matter what. And you know what? It's not that hard. Because most people say, I love your vision statement. Love only is so much fun, and I always remember who I am. But that middle one, Jesus, we bring his name up to remind us that we, in fact, can forgive everything. So this is our job. So we're going to start the rest of this day. We're going to continue this day by bringing up one of my doctors, one of my ministerial doctor students, who are no longer students. They're now certifiable. I'll just leave it at that. No, but these two women that you're going to hear from today on Mother's Day are both amazing mothers. I'll stick with the one for now. Is an amazing mother who I've watched for the last 15 years. Was it 15 years? 10? 12? 15? Yeah, since Paloma was born. So, and I've gotten to watch her daughter grow up into such a magnificent woman. And in large part for her parents, and watching Liza raise two teenage children, you know, as a single parent has been amazing. So she has a lot to teach us about motherhood. But while she was doing that, she took all of these studies, signs of mine 100, signs of mine 200, signs of mine 300, signs of mine 400, becoming a ministerial student, and then going through an entire year of advanced consciousness studies, studying quantum metaphysics, and then becoming a doctor. So please welcome to the stage Reverend Dr. Liza Marquez.
Thank you so much, Dr. James, because in all those studies, I will say you have been kind of a mother. First of all, happy Mother's Day to everyone. If you've been a nurturer mom, all of it, happy Mother's Day. And I especially want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Sylvia, and to my aunts, Lola, Carmela, and Irene, who are out there, and also my tías, who are in Mexico, Ana Cristina, Lupe, Rosa. I know I'm so Latin American, right? I probably have a whole list. But I do want to, because I am who I am a lot because of the women that have been in my life. So I'm super grateful, first of all, and I really want to send that acknowledgement out there to my family and just say thank you, and to my grandmother, who is also watching with everyone else who's watching from everywhere, really, not just up in heaven, but all around, because that's really what we know. Everyone, the energy exists here at all times. So, and thank you for that beautiful introduction. And I want to say, when Dr. James said, listen, can you and Dr. Tiffany come up here and give a really brief talk about motherhood? And I said, you want me to give a brief talk about motherhood? Is that even possible? I don't think so. But what I can do is list off some of the things that is that I have found being a mother. I'm an Uber driver. I am a house cleaner. I am a nurse practitioner. I am a doctor. I'm a teacher. I'm a therapist. And I'm an alarm clock. All just this morning. That's the shortened version. But I mean, truly, there is so much to being a mother, and I am super grateful for it. And one of the things that I know, just being a mother, that it's not who I am, it's who I want to become. And it's because of my children, really, that I have always, that I continue to strive to be a better person, a better mother, a better teacher, a better friend, a better everything, not just a mother, but a better everything in life. And I think what I've really come to realize is motherhood is all about unwavering love. That's really what it is at the core of it. And anything that you birth forth or that is yours to nurture and to love and to keep is that unwavering love. And I got this quote this morning from Maya Angelou, which I absolutely loved. And she says, "My mother shed her protective love down all around me. And without knowing why, people sensed I had value." I love that, and I hope that I bring that type of love to my children. But I know for sure that there is an energy in the world, in life, all around us that exists. It is love, it is God, it is beauty, it is peace, it is joy, it is the universe, it is whatever you want to call it, and it has that same protective love around each and every one of us. Each and every one of us gets to experience this love if we choose. But it is available to us because this greater consciousness, this life, this love really just wants you to sense that unwavering love, that you are possible, that you are the possibility of everything. I know as a mom that I want to teach my children that you are capable of doing anything, that possibilities exist. That's what I want you to know about life. And that's what I am here to help with. Hopefully. I'm not always the best, but I do try. But I want you to know that I speak to your possibilities, not your probabilities. And I want you all to know that this is the unwavering love that this God consciousness, this Christ consciousness, this love consciousness has for each and every one of us. It's this unwavering love that speaks to our possibility, not our probability. That you can get anywhere outside. Just looking around. But when you dive deep, when you go in, as the song says, you go deeper, deeper, deeper. You go into that unwavering love where everything is possible. If there is something out there in the world that exists already, it is possible. And guess what? You get to carve out something new, something different, that has never been experienced before, and that is possible at all times. When you know the truth and live from a place of who you are, from this unwavering love, from this possibility of life, from the allness, the greatness, the bigness that is you. And are you playing that game? Are you feeling into that unwavering love? Do you know the possibility that exists as you at all times? Because you are tethered to a love that is protective, that gives you value. And we all sense that value in you, as you, at all times. So I hope today, and not just today, you celebrate that unwavering love that exists all around you, as you. As we celebrate Mother's Day, which should be every day, but we'll especially celebrate it today. Namaste.
As I always get to talk after the band inspires me and the music inspires me today, Reverend Dr. Tiffany gets to come up here and inspire you after her daughter inspired us. So please welcome Reverend Dr. Tiffany Milne.
Yeah, this is how it's going to go, people. It's probably not going to get much better than this. You know, in so many ways, first of all, I hope you're really proud of yourself. I am unbelievably proud of you, as I always am. But I want you to be able to acknowledge that how brave and how amazing you are to stand up here. And how much I love you. And you. For me, my life didn't really begin until I had kids. I had really shut my heart down for business. It was really, I was sarcastic and I kept everything at bay. And I was so protective of myself and my heart that I couldn't, it was like the flow of love was just blocked. And then I had Dylan and it was like, it just burst wide open. I'd never experienced love like that or known that a love like that could exist. And I remember when I was pregnant with Lexi, I was terrified because I loved my son so much and I had so much love for him that I thought, what if I don't have enough left over to love another child? What if all of my love is poured, everything that I have is Dylan's and I don't have enough left over? And I remember when I had Lexi and she came into my life, from the moment I looked at her, my heart just grew exponentially. Not only was there enough love for her, but somehow in this process of getting the gift of being a mother to these two amazing people, my heart had grown exponentially to allow room for others too, to allow for compassion in this world, to believe that the world could be a beautiful place, to believe in possibility. And I, you know, when we talk, it was funny. Yesterday, actually Friday, I was driving with some coworkers on a long drive. And one of my coworkers has a 4-year-old. And he said, I'm going to ask you the question that I always ask every parent that's a little further down the road than I am as I'm entering having a high schooler. And he said, what's your greatest advice as a parent? What's your number one tip? And I thought back to Dylan and all that possibility and that potential and whatever. And I think I thought about it for a second. And the thing that I said to him is to love them. And to allow that to be the most important thing. I think as parents, sometimes we think it's our job to make sure that they know right from wrong. And it's our job to make sure that they know how to do laundry so that they don't bring it home when they come home from college, or how to wake themselves up, or whatever it is. We think that we are supposed to teach them how to live in this world. And by the grace of whatever, of the universe, I knew very early on from the moment that I looked at my son that he was his own person with his own path, and he was his own God, and that I was just his tour guide, and that it was just my job to be that unconditional love, to love him through everything, to have his back, to have Lexi's back, to be their biggest cheerleader and a soft space to land no matter what life had to offer. I don't have any advice on how to be a mother or how, Lord knows, I'm like, you know, I'm winging it a lot of the time. But I love those two people more than anything in this world. And by that, it has allowed me to love others. It has allowed me to expand that love. Because when we talk about love only, we're talking about a mother's love. We're talking about that unconditional love that knows no limits. You know, so often we can let behavior dictate the level of love. I love you when you are kind and loving and giving. But if you're a little bit of a tushy, I restrict. But not with those two people. With Lexi and Dylan, there is no limitation. The behavior has never once, ever dictated the flow of love. I have never cut off the flow of love because there is perhaps a little bit of attitude. Which never happens in our house. And I promise that that will continue no matter where life takes you. No matter what comes, that's my gift. It's the gift that you have given to me, not the gift that I give to you. And so I invite us all, when we're talking about love only, to live with a mother's love. You don't have to be a mother to love unconditionally, to love so much that the behavior doesn't even matter, that it transcends everything and anything that could possibly happen. So in this month of caring, on this day of Mother's Day, I invite you to walk around with the eyes of a mother, to see each and every individual as the truth of who they are, despite anything that they do. I want my children to be happy, to be loved more than anything else. Doctor, lawyer would be awesome, but not necessary in any way, shape, or form. So indulge me for a minute, and I just want you to look at the person sitting next to you and just see them. See them the way you see a child. See them the way I see my amazing, amazing children. That's love only. And from that place, we can live this vision statement. It's not just something on the board. And we can all love like a mother. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.